This call is being recorded.
Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Andrew. Who just joined me on the call? It's a wonderful day at Declare Victory. My name is Andrew. Who just joined us on the call?
Good morning. It's Pretty Patrice. Happy Friday, Andrew.
Happy Friday, Pretty Patrice. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Happy Friday, Declare Victory. My name's Andrew. Who just joined me?
Good morning. My name is Eva.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Sister Cobb. It's good to hear you this morning.
Good morning, Eva.
Happy Friday, Yvonne. It's going to be a good day in the neighborhood. Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. A wonderful day at Declare Victory. My name is Andrew. Who just joined me on the call? Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass. And wither is the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass.
Good morning, Brother Andrew.
Hey, happy Friday, Sister Susie.
Good to hear you too. Love it when you read scripture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't need to hear dead noise, and the word of God is powerful.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Yep.
Been getting me through a lot lately.
Oh, nothing better. Nothing better.
Amen.
And especially in these days and times, Psalm 37 really speaks to me because a lot of people are understandably upset. But, you know, the Lord always has a remedy. And the remedy is just let him work it out.
That's so true. There's so much devastation going on in the world today, and I'm so blessed to have this family.
Yeah, exactly. And this is around the time when a lot of times we forget that the holidays are really tough for some people. You know, there are people that, you know, that we prayed for earlier in the year that were bereaved. Well, you know, now like the first Thanksgiving without whomever they lost is going to be tough. There's going to be a constant reminder of that empty chair. You know what I mean? Maybe that person was the one that would invite them over for dinner, and now that person is eating alone. You know what I mean? And there's enough going on to make people feel down and depressed without having these constant reminders of what they lost. you know, people good post on Facebook about. Good morning, Diane. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everyone.
So we need to keep those folks in mind when we pray. And I'm going to remind folks before we turn the call over that we need to start thinking about those folks right now. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. It's a happy Friday, declare victory. My name is Andrew, who just joined us on the call.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. This is Mona.
Good morning, Mom. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Happy Friday, sister.
Happy Friday, too.
Good morning. This is Georgia.
Good morning, Georgia. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, family. It's Cedric.
Good morning, Cedric. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. Thank you guys for all your prayers. Sorry for interrupting you, Sanajay.
Happy Friday, Sanajay.
Good morning,
this is James.
Good morning, James. Happy Friday. Someone else was joining us. Who was that?
Sylvia.
Good morning, Sylvia. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, you too.
Good morning, Sister Veronica. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Sister Veronica. Happy Friday back.
Good morning, Brother Andrew. This is Deborah Evans.
Good morning, Deborah Evans.
Good morning.
Yo, yo, yo. Good morning, family.
Brother Eric, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too, my brother.
The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. The legacy of the children of God. It's a happy Friday, declare victory. My name is Andrew. Who just joined me on the call?
Barbara.
Good morning, Rhonda. Happy Friday.
Good morning, this is Latasha.
Good morning, Latasha. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Happy Friday to you as well.
Is there anyone else who joined us on this happy Friday?
Good morning, it's Royal Princess.
Hey, Royal Princess. We're blessed to have you in our presence.
Morning, happy Friday. It's Dee Dee. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Sister Dee Dee. Happy Friday.
Center.
A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. My name is Andrew. I'm greeting everyone this morning on Declare Victory. I'm wondering who just joined us on the call. Who was that?
Kira.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Good morning. It's Moni.
Good morning, Moni. According to the clock on the wall, it's time for us to get started. So initially, I'm going to ask everyone to check their mute feature to see if it's activated. And if it's not, please do so. so that that which is spoken and that which is heard will not be interrupted or impeded. Again, if you missed it, my name is Andrew, and I'm your host for this morning also. Thank you for joining us here at Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we're here to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so they can be blessed too. We are in the season of harvest. The theme for November is grow. Are you growing in Christ? Be sure to tune in daily to hear what the Lord would have us understand about the importance of growing in and through Him. You don't want to miss the teachings, stories, and lessons that the Declarers are preparing as they hear from God for His people this month. There's only one announcement before you today. We thank you all for those that have made a decision to partner with Declare Victory in growing and giving your contributions. These contributions are assisting us in maintaining the call, as well as providing food for the homeless, buying books for college students, as well as supplies and emergency assistance for individuals and families who are in crisis. We pray that your seed is multiplied 100-fold. Also, it is now open enrollment for giving contributions. Please speak to someone in your human resources department where you work for the necessary forms for your employer to donate. There are no prayer requests that are on the online app submitted for this morning, but I would like to stoke your mind and heart. This holiday season is tough for a lot of people. Those that we have lifted up in prayer for bereavement are going to be experiencing firsts during this holiday season. And we ask you, please, ma'am, please, sir, to remember them in their struggle with loss, because that's an ever-going process in grieving. We also lift the homeless, the lonely, the depressed, the scared, the incarcerated. Many people need our prayers, and we as intercessors need to answer that call. The order of the call is as follows. The declaration will be brought by Brother Marcus. Leading prayer and corporate praise will be Brother Moses. That order, once again. The declaration will be rendered by Brother Marcus. The prayer and corporate praise will be led by Brother Moses. Following, we will go right to closing comments as handled by Moses. Please, ma'am, please, sir, check once again to see that your mute feature is activated so that the Word of God will not be compromised or interrupted. The next voice you hear will be that of Brother Marcus. Thank you for allowing me to be your host this morning. God bless you all. I pass the call.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be on the call in this fashion. I feel like it's been quite a time. Can y'all hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Great. Awesome. Thank you so much. I want to encourage you all, if you could just remember, just check, double check, and make sure your phone is on mute. We don't want to have any interruptions. I'm going to give you a couple seconds to do that. And of course, if you have to shout, if you have to throw the phone, if you have to cry and holler, do that in your own right so that we can still hear what's going on with the call. I am so grateful to be able to share again. It seemed like it's been a while. Let me just first of all say that I had some serious church with my sister last night, and I believe God is going to show up this morning, and so let's jump right in. So before I jump in, let's pray. Father, I thank you for this time to share. I pray, God, that what I'm going to share this morning will encourage someone. I pray that someone realizes what you think of them and how valuable you hold them. And I pray that that realization becomes strong today, and that they carry it into their lives for the rest of their lives from today on. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So we're on the theme of identity, and the word identity simply means the distinguishing character or personality of an individual. So what I want to talk to you about is this subject: how dope am I? How dope am I? Now, for those of you who are not, and I'm not trying to be facetious or just off, but the word dope means super, incredible, awesome, amazing, in that sense. It's a slang word, an urban slang word that has been used for quite a while, and it has popped up again and is being used in our society today. So how dope am I? Now, I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about you. I want you to understand how dope you are. How dope you are. And so God thinks the world of you. Here we go. In Genesis 1:27, the scripture says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created." Based on that scripture, that God created male and female in his own image. Now, the meaning of image, get this, is a physical likeness or representation of a person, animal, or thing, photographed, painted, sculptured, or otherwise made visible. Let me say that again. Based on that scripture that God created male and female in his own image, right? So he created us in his own image. Now, the meaning of image is a physical likeness or representation of a person, animal, or thing, photographed, painted, sculptured, or otherwise made visible. But John 4:24 says that God is a spirit. Therefore, he is not manifested as a human, right? So, however, being a spirit doesn't necessarily mean God is powerless. In fact, quite the contrary. The Bible declares time after time how powerful God is. So for starters, Job 26:7 says God stretches the northern sky over empty space and hangs the earth on nothing. He wraps the rain in his thick clouds, and the clouds don't burst with the weight. So realize that even at the beginning of creation, as God began to use his power to create things, it didn't take away from who he is. He pours his power into others and still has enough to go go pour into more. So check this out. You can only burn a light bulb for so long. God's light never goes out and doesn't need a switch, a plug, or a battery. Now, how dope is that? God's light never goes out. Your car will need a recharge and maintenance. And even we get tired after a certain number of hours in a day, while God never sleeps or slumbers. Do you not realize that God is the only source, get this, he's the only source that pours out power and never loses any? God is all powerful, comparable to none, and in a category all by himself. Here's a thought. I may be powerful in that I know your voice, right? I can tell who you are just by hearing your voice, right? You know, we can hear each other's voice on the phone. I can tell who you are. There used to be this thing, we used to try to call people and say something without saying who we are. Back in the day we had caller ID. And then even before caller ID, I remember, and I might be dating myself, but I remember before caller ID, you try to call somebody and try to prank them and say something, even just try to disguise your voice. But because a certain specific thing in your voice
you could a lot of times I could always tell who it was. And I'd be like, stop playing, John. Stop playing, Lisa. Don't even play. I know it's you. And they'd be like, man, how you know it's me? Because I know your voice. I know who you are, right? So we have that power in us. But Luke 12 and 7 says that the very hairs of your head are numbered. So if one of them breaks off in the bathroom while you're washing your hair, God knows that that is hair number 679. Which says what? He values you. He thinks you are pretty important. He made you pretty doggone dope. He made you a king or a queen. So here's the thing. We have to embrace who he made us to be. What do you mean? God allowed certain things in your life to happen so that you would discover more about who you are. He already knew who you were. He just orchestrated some things to show you who you are. So in an article called Who I Am, A New Way to Identify Identity, to Define Identities, rather, Melissa Crutchfield writes, over the course of our lives, each person's identity is being formed and shaped through individual experiences, relationships, culture, media, and the world around us. We are constantly seeking to define who we are in any way that we can. So let me break this down. Each person is made up of our individual experiences, relationships, culture, media, and the world around us. In our individual experiences, it's experiences with life and how we react to them, right? That's the first part we're made up of, our experiences in life and how we react to them. Everybody doesn't react the same. It's based on quite a few different elements, what you were taught, what you learned, what you learned from your parents, what you learned from your siblings, what you learned from your friends, all that influences how you respond to things in life, right? Your experiences. And then our relationships, be it romantic relationships, our friendships, our siblings, parents, coworkers, teachers, classmates, and neighbors, all those relationships are different for each individual. And then our culture, which includes our religion, the foods we eat, family traditions, our family beliefs. Our media is the next part, what we watch, listen to, and read. And then the world around us. The world around me is different than the world around you. So I live in Daly City, right? Westlake, to be more exact. Now, another person could live in the exact same area and their world be completely different than mine. This other person doesn't go to the exact same job, do the same routines, go to the same exact gas station, shop at the exact same stores. Their apartment will be decorated different than mine. They may have similarities, but they are not the same as me. Now, what's amazing about all of that is my experience doesn't make me any less important than you, because you have a different job, make more money, have less weight, have more hair or a better grade of hair, your skin is fairer than mine, or any of that. God has made me to be who I am. I have my own individual importance for what God wants me to do and be. So I don't need to be jealous of you or try to be you. And even if we go to the exact same stores, if we have the same job title, if we do some of the same routines, it still is not the same. If you go back and look at what I said before, our individual experiences, our relationships, our culture, our media, and the world around us. It's all different because none of us experience life exactly the same. Even twins will tell you. Even each twin has their own type of DNA, their own experiences, their own. They may look exactly the same. They may have some likes that are similar. They may even do some of the same things. But because God has this us designed so differently, even twins, even triplets, quadruplets, they have their own individual experiences, their own relationships that are different, their own responses to life, their own, they may share culture the same, but it's different in response to it. The media, and then the world around them, right? Okay. Okay, so you don't believe me. Let's use something that I think most of us here can relate to, okay? You know who Superman is, right? Yeah. Okay, Marcus, what does this have to do with what you're talking about? Just stay with me for a second. You know who Superman is. So Superman, red and blue costume, alter ego Clark Kent, X-ray vision, super strength, he can fly, and he's bulletproof, right? All right. And you also know Spider-Man, right? Okay. He can shoot super strong webs to climb things, to fly around in a sense. He has intense hearing. He can sense danger from afar off, incredible sense of balance and reflexes. And he is Peter Parker. So Spider-Man seems to have a normal secret identity, but there's a twist. Spider-Man has a lot in common with Superman. Now, let's just understand this. They're both superheroes, right? They both have powers. Here it is. They were both orphaned at a young age. That's one thing. They were both orphaned at a young age. They also were raised by a kind, childless couple, right? Their father figures both passed away at a pivotal moment in their life. Someone else came up with their superhero name, right? And they both work for a major newspaper. So they both have similar experiences, right? There are also a number of differences, most notably the fact that Superman, or Kal-El, if you will, is an alien. Someone needs to mute your line. We can hear some background noise. There are also a number of differences, most notably the fact that Superman, or Kal-El, is an alien with innate superhuman abilities, while Peter Parker is a human, and he gained his powers from a genetically altered spider. But what's most interesting is how these two hide their identities. Superman doesn't wear a mask, so as his alter ego, Clark Kent, he goes out of his way to seem boring and unworthy of people's attention in order to blend in. Spider-Man, however, wears a mask, and so Peter is not in danger of people recognizing him. Even if people do see his face, he's just a nobody. He's not famous like Bruce Wayne, Batman, or constantly getting front page bylines in the Daily Planet like Clark. He has the benefit of anonymity in a huge city like New York. He may have a lot of fun as Spider-Man, but his true self will always be a bit of a nerd. So he gets to be both a hero and regular guy without pretending to be something he's not. Listen, stop reducing how dope you are because you're too busy comparing yourself to somebody who isn't you, hasn't gone through what you've been through, haven't lost what you lost, or been broken like you have. Your being dope has nothing to do with your connection to anyone else, and anyone else's dopeness doesn't make you any less dope. You get that? Let me say it simply, very, very simply. You are super incredible in your own right, in your own way. It has nothing to do with anyone else. No one can take away from who you are. Why? Because you are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made specifically the way God made you. And everything you've gone through, everything you've been through, everything you are going through is shaping who you are right now. So if I didn't learn one thing from my conversation with my sister last night, is this, is that stop complaining about what you've been through. Stop being sad about the past and what happened and what went down and who did it and what for and why. All of that has its purpose. All of it, even the bad, even the terrible. Yeah. He doesn't waste any time, or he doesn't waste any experiences on us. He knows. All of that was orchestrated. And when you really understand how well planned that stuff was, and you start looking at the connections, and that really had to go with that, and that went with that, you'll understand why God is taking you where you are. And even if you don't understand, just trust it. Just trust and know that all of it was strategically planned out and set in order just so you can get where you are right now. Think about that. Think about that. Every moment, every heartbreak, every tear, every problem, every challenge, every triumph, every victory, every job, every success, every failure, everything that happened to you, everything that happened to you up until this point was orchestrated and planned to bring you where you are, to take you where you're going. It was all planned. It was a setup. Even if you have been through the same things, share some of the same abilities, or any other similar things like you, it still does not mean that you are not as important as someone else. God has set you up for greatness by allowing certain things to come your way, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It was all a plan to push you into your greatness. So guess what? Just go be great. Just go be awesome. Go be that dope individual that God created you to be. Step out of your house today like, hey, it's me. I'm not about to apologize for who I am. I'm going to be me. I'm going to be me, skinny, fat, tall, short, long hair, short hair. I'm going to be me. Brown eyes, blue eyes, yellow eyes. It don't matter what I look like. It don't matter. Dark skin, fair skin, high skin. It don't matter who I am. White, Indian, African American. It doesn't matter who I look, what I look like. Black hair, orange hair. Hopefully it's my hair, but if it's not, I don't care, because it's all orchestrated, it's all planned, it's all me, and I don't apologize for who I am, because he made me, he set me in order, and so I'm gonna be grateful for who I am. I'm not gonna compare myself to anyone else, because no one can be me, even if they try, even if they put on the same outfit, even if they tried to do the same actions as me. You still can't be me. Often imitated, but never duplicated. God orchestrated me to be me, and I am me. You need to say that. God made me to be who I am, and I'm dope, just as I am. I'm pretty darn incredible. And guess what? God thinks so. God thinks so. He thinks the world of me. How do I know that? Well, think about what the scripture says. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am somebody. I matter, even when I don't feel like it. Sometimes I need to say those things to myself. Come on now, I'm ministering to myself right now. Sometimes I need to minister to myself when I feel down. I need to remind myself how dope I am, because you're not going to always have a cheerleader in your corner. In fact, some of your most pivotal times are when nobody is there to cheer you on. Some of your most pivotal times is when all you have is you and God. Some of your most pivotal times are when you are alone by yourself and it seems like everybody is dealing with their own stuff and you are left to deal with yours. That's not a time to go into sulking mode and be like, oh, nobody cares. No, everybody off doing their own thing. And when I need other people, they ain't there and I'm there for everybody. That's not the time to do that. That's the time to dig into your own, what God has put in you, and pull it out from the root. It's time to go down deep and pull up what God put into you and begin to say to yourself, God made me who I am, and I'm grateful for what he did, the good and the bad. He made me. He set me in order. Someone please mute your line. He set everything in order to be who I am, and I'm grateful for what he's done. I'm so honored that he trusted me with these problems, with these challenges in my life, and I am so glad that he trusted me with the trouble that he gave me. He allowed me to see all of these challenges. He allowed me to experience everything that I've experienced, and I'm grateful for what he's making me to be, who he's making me to be. Everything that I've experienced has brought me to where I am and taken me where I'm going. So tell yourself, I'm dope, and God thinks so. I hope you're encouraged by something I said this morning. I hope you understand that it's not me, but it's God. Just wanted to have a conversation with you and let you know, you. Mm-hmm. You're dope. You are super incredible, and God thinks so. God really, really, really thinks the world of you. Remind yourself every day. Find a scripture. Remind yourself. Or just repeat back what I said this morning. Say something great about yourself, because God thinks so. And every time you remind yourself how great you are, you echo what God says about you. God bless you. I hope this encouraged you this morning as I pass the call.
Wow, Father, thank you. Lord, we want to give you praise. We want to give you honor and glory, Lord. And before we get into this prayer, I just want to take a moment and just ask if everyone, can you please mute your line? We're getting a lot of background noise right now. So please just take a moment and look at your phone real quick and mute your line. Thank you. Father, it is a blessing. God, is an honor after hearing such a message, a reminder, not just to push us forward from today, not just to push us forward through our busy schedules, Lord, all the things that try to jump in between us and you, but in our life, Lord, to just sit back, reflect, and know that we are fearfully and wonderfully created in your image, Lord, that we weren't a mistake, that everything we went through was not a mistake, all the pain, all the heartache, all the times where we questioned you, all the times where we doubted who you were, every time that we ever wonder, well, where is God at in this? How could God possibly be in this? We look back and realize that you were creating, God, that you were writing poetry with the situations and circumstances of our life. God, that through every adversity, trial, hard time, you gave us the words. Every moment that our life, we thought to ourselves, what could this moment possibly mean, Lord, that you were there piecing together moments to piece together a person? God, we praise you that you didn't make mistakes. Lord, when we are created in your image, Father, we praise you, God. We praise you that it's just like when we create a piece of music, or we create something at work, or we create a piece of art or a painting, Lord, that we're involved in every little detail. We have vision for where it's going to be. We want people to enjoy this creative piece of art that we from our heart have created the same way you created us. Lord, the same way you painted every moment from our childhood, you painted every accomplishment, Lord, that we embarked on in our young adult years, and you painted the love in our life and everything that created us, Lord. I thank you, Father, for every single one of those moments. I thank you that you were active in everything in our life, Lord. I praise you for that. God, I want to lift up every situation in our life right now, Lord. I want to lift up our family situations. God, I want to lift up family members. God, I want to lift up the prodigals in our family, Lord, that we can know that if you were with us when we were prodigals, God, when some of us were prodigals, Lord, that you can be with the prodigals in our life, the ones that are on our prayer list every single day. Lord, the ones that we pray for, that we get on our knees for, the brothers, the sisters, the mothers, the fathers, the daughters, the sons, the nieces, the nephews, the cousins. Everybody, Lord, the ones that our hearts hurt for when we go to bed because we know that there's freedom waiting for them on the other side of a salvation relationship with you, Lord, that there's freedom and liberation waiting for them on the other side of an encounter with you, Lord. So I want to lift up every single prodigal, Father, every single son or daughter that has left you, Father, the ones that we prayed for, the ones that we dedicated to you. God, I know I've seen it happen with my own eye. I've watched the most stubborn, most fearful people in my life, Lord, come back to you. God, I have faith. I know who you are, God. Through these situations that I've been in, I know, Lord, that you've brought every single one of these people back, Lord, and I know that you're going to do it for all of us who are still waiting, God. So I pray from and I pull from the faith and the confidence from those of us who have seen sons and daughters come back to you, Lord. I'm pulling from that testimony to power through those who are weak right now, Lord, those who don't know that it's going to happen for their son or daughter. I want to pray for those right now who are tired of praying. They've been praying for 10 years. They've been praying for 8 years. They've been praying for 15, 20 years. And they're like, well, why is my husband not come back to the Lord? Why is my husband not come to the Lord? Why is my wife not come to the Lord? Why is my son or daughter? What's different about us? Lord, but I know that you're packing a powerful punch in that testimony that's taking 20 years, that's taking 25 years right now, that's taking 15 years, that's taking 10 years. Lord, I want to lift up our family members who have been hurt, Lord, who have been abused, who have been broken, Lord, and who went down a broken path because they've been hurt, because the world broke them, Lord. You're going to rebuild them stronger. God, I want to pray that you collect the broken pieces of all of our loved ones, God, and build them up into something vibrant. God, build them up into something vivid, Lord. Build them something up into something that's going to be so bright that the whole world around them is going to be attracted to you because they saw what you did through that person. So I just, all I can do, Lord, is humbly submit these names to you, Lord, that you can read the names on each one of our hearts right now as we pray together, Lord, and even as we worship you, Lord, that that sound could be lifted up to you as an offering to accept and hear those that we're crying out to you for. Lord, I want to cry out to you for our nation right now, Lord. I want to lift up our country, Lord, in a pivotal time in our country right now of elections, Lord, and racial tensions, Lord, in a time of political tension, a time of class tension, Lord, a time of offense, a time of hurt, and a time of division, Lord, a time where our country is divided. Lord, just split down the middle, one side or the other side. Lord, we are divided. Lord, and our division sits front and center over every other humanitarian issue, Lord. And I want to pray for just a unity and love, Lord. We don't necessarily even always need to see eye to eye, but Lord, I want to pray that even as we're split, even if something's bipartisan, Lord, I want to just pray that we're able to just come together to understand that our world needs a touch of love, that our world needs an encounter with God, and that we're over here, Lord, and where we want to be, we have to walk across that bridge that you built on the cross to get people over to that, Lord, that we as the church have to be the example, God, and I pray that you use the church as the example. Lord, I pray that you use us through us, that you speak to a dying, hurt, broken world where people are killing each other, where people are walking into places of faith, places of worship, and killing each other, where there's places that don't even have healthy drinking water. Lord, I know there's places in the world that don't have power, Lord, that they can't even turn on the news. They can't even call a loved one right now, Lord, that we're going on months and years in some cases where people are still affected by floods, Lord, parts of our developed first world nation, Lord, parts of our country are still hurting and broken. Lord, there's still people that are crazy enough and depraved enough to walk into broken places, Lord, and hurt other people that they don't know, that they've never met before. Lord, our world needs a touch from you, God. We need a touch. We need an encounter, God. We need miracles now at this time more than ever. God, we need voices. We need prophetic words now more than ever. We need a church that is thriving more than ever. We need a church that is going so low that we're serving the world that thinks that it's too good for you. Lord, that we can serve a world that doesn't need, that is so confident that you don't exist, Lord. Work through us, Lord, to be loud, that your voice is resounding, God, that you're writing your promises on the hearts of the people of this world through a church that is bold, Lord, that through a church that is not afraid, through people who know their identity in Christ, through people who know that they've been fearfully and wonderfully created in your image, Lord, and that through that, that there in that place, we can reach a dying and broken world. Lord, I want to lift up the communities of the Tree of Life Synagogue, Lord, where they experience a horrible tragedy, Lord. I want to lift up the people all over our country that have been just, their lives have been flipped upside down from burning houses and fires in California, Lord, to floods still, the communities that are still recovering from floods in Texas, to the East Coast, to Puerto Rico, to Michigan, to Flint, Lord, to all the communities that are just destroyed by crime and gangs and drug addiction, Lord, all over the place, from Detroit, from the Upper East Coast, to even the Bay Area and LA. Lord, I want to pray for all of them. I want to pray against bad driving, Lord. I want to pray against accidents, Lord. Seeing driving down the road and seeing accidents lined up down the road, Lord, is an impatient, hurting, broken, selfish world, Lord, and we just need you. Lord, we need to know who our maker is. We need to know who our father is, Lord. And I want to pray that through each one of us, Lord, that in our communion time, I want to pray that in our time together, Lord, that we can, with you, that we learn your voice, Lord, that we learn what your voice sounds like so we can take that out to the world as they're broken, as they're hurting. God, that we can be the vessel. God, that we can, that you bring the fire, Lord, that we will be the sacrifice. God, we lay it down for you, Lord. We're laying it down for you every day at 6, Lord, we're bringing messages and prayers, and we're bringing praise, God, and we're sharpening each other like iron. Lord, just work through us. Continue to work through us. Continue to push forward your agenda, your heart in this world through us, through the willing vessels that are here at 6 a.m., waking up saying, your servant's listening. Speak, Lord. Through those of us who are shaping declarations, those of us who are leading prayer, through those of us who are helping in our communities and our churches, who are showing up every day, Lord, who are waking up early in the midst of crazy schedules, Lord, and we're saying, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Work through us. Choose us, Lord. Show up through us in this world. I praise you for that, God. I praise you that you still care, that you're not you're not just sitting back, that you didn't just put this whole world in motion and then sit back, but that you're actively working in our life. You're listening to our prayers. You're taking note. You're getting up. You're hollering. You're stomping your foot, Lord. You're swinging your fists in the air because you're like, they did it. I knew they could do it. That's my son. That's my daughter. You're seeing us come up out of moments, out of adversity, God, and you're rooting for us. There's those of us, Lord, that you're bragging about, that you're saying, have you checked out so-and-so? Look what I did in so-and-so's life. Look what I did in this person's life. Look what I did. Look who I shaped them to be. Look at the person that they are now because of who I shaped them to be, who I created them to be. Look what they're capable of now because I picked them up in the darkness. I picked them up in the brokenness. So I speak against those things that would have us think otherwise about our identity. I speak against the depression that speaks so loudly over us, God, that right when we wake up, it says good morning to us, laying right next to us in the bed. The depression that follows us to work, the anxiety that right when we get to our office, right when we get into our workplace, that anxiety we feel because of the workload and that we're not good enough. I want to speak against the depression that says, you know what? What is the point of any of this? Why are you still praying? Why are you still going to work? Why are you still in that marriage? Why are you still in that relationship? Why are you still praying for your family member? There's no point. I come boldly against the depression that affects us, Lord. I come boldly against the anxiety, Lord, that tells us you're not going to have enough money on the first. I pray against the anxiety that says you're already overdraft. How are you going to even pay your tithe? How are you going to bless other people? How are you going to pay your rent? How are you going to make it to the first and next month? I pray against that anxiety because God's our provider. I want to pray against the fear that says you're going to get a phone call that says they're dead. You better keep your phone on. You keep your phone on loud, actually. Keep it right next to you on vibrate because you're going to get a phone call that they killed themselves or that they're in jail or that they're in prison or that they're going to die, that they're going to get bad results back. I bind the spirit of fear over each one of us right now. I pray boldly against panic attacks and anxiety attacks where it's too much for us, where it becomes too much for us, where we don't have the strength to carry on. We don't have the strength to get up, to get on our knees and to pray and declare who you've created us to be over our situations, over our life, over our family, over our loved ones, Lord. So I pray that you come down, Lord, that you boldly respond, that when fear talks to us, Lord, that you say, hold on, I'm not going to talk unless my attorney's present. Lord, please speak to this situation because I do not have the time. I do not have the energy. And I don't speak to that. Those things are too low for me to speak to. He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. Speak on behalf of us. Lord, I don't speak unless my attorney is present. So when depression comes, don't speak that. Stop talking back to anxiety. Stop saying, you know what? I just don't know if I can make it. I just don't know if we're going to make it. I don't know if we're going to make it this month. Stop saying, I don't know. Stop saying we can't. Stop saying we're not going to take hold of the promises of God. God is not a man that he should lie. He did not lie when he created you. God did not lie when he promised you in Jeremiah 29:11 and Isaiah 41:10. When God promised you the things that your heart didn't ask for because you were so honorable to only ask for a wise and discerning heart, he said, you know what? I'm going to give you that, but I'm going to give you so much more, everything you didn't ask for. So I break down those walls around our heart, Lord, the walls that we built up out of fear, the walls that we built up out of anxiety, the walls that we built up out of stress. Father, I break those down. Father, I take an axe to those, Lord. I break those walls down. I take a hammer to those walls that they would crumble down at the sound of my voice this moment, today, Lord, this new month, this new day, Lord, that they would crumble, that they would break down to the ground on this day, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the fire that's raining down, the fire that's igniting in our heart, Lord, that we're running to your promises, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're showing us your heart in the midst of each one of these situations. And I thank you that you allowed them to happen. God, and I want to go against the status quo, and I want to praise you for all the dark moments in my life and for everybody else's life, because those are the things that sharpened us, Lord. Those are the things that we've cried out and said, Lord, we know you because we know pain. Lord, we know you because we know adversity. Lord, but we don't partner with them. We don't honor those things. We don't worship those things. We use them for what they are, and we remove their power against us by recycling them into strength, Lord, by redefining them into what they were purposed for against us. We're using them to get closer to you. Because everything the enemy throws at us, Lord, every flaming arrow, every adversity, every hurt, every pain, God, what we do is we put it in a box, Lord. We look at it, we analyze it, we put it in a box, and we stand on top of it. And then we take the next one, and then we stack it, and we stand on top of that, Lord. And we get closer and closer to who you've designed us to be, God, because we use what the enemy has purposed to destroy us. God, we're using it to be lifted higher, higher and higher. God, so I want to pray that over our country, and I want to pray that over our communities, Lord. I want to pray that over our families today, Lord. And even now, Lord, as we begin to come off mute, we become to worship you with the full weight and power of heaven together as one community, Lord. Honor these, God. You say that if we ask for anything, we're doing two or three more gather, Lord, that you honor that. So if you're doing three, there's already three voices now, God. As we come off of music, we worship you, Lord. We praise you. Praise the Lord in your prayer. Praise the Lord with a strong. Praise the Lord with a strong. Praise the Lord. Lift up your name right now, Lord.
Thank you.
God, I thank you. I ask that you hear what we've spoken today, hear what we've worshiped today. God, I thank you for that message, Lord, that powerful message. Lord, that just to remember who you are. Don't forget who you are. Just to be who God created you to be. Lord, and I thank you that we're not shaped by the world. We're not shaped by anything that we go through, Lord. We're defined by you. We're defined by the cross. We're defined by the blood. We're strengthened by the cross, and we're strengthened by the blood. Lord, so I want to pray that over each one of us, over our mind, over our body, over our soul. Lord, that we always know, that we always move forward. We always move forward knowing exactly who we are. God, I thank you for that. You are such a wonderful, wonderful God. I am filled with joy right now to worship with my brothers and sisters, to worship you, Lord. This is what we were created for. And I'm so thankful, God. We thank you for this day. Lord, we seal these prayer requests. We seal this time of worship before you. Lord, I would ask that you even anoint this love, life, and victory time, Lord, so that that everybody, it can just take away so much from it. Lord, in Jesus' name, we are so thankful. Lord, I just praise you as I now pass the call.
Well, well, well. I don't even know where to go from here. Thank you for the prayer, my brother. My apology. I know that the theme is grow, and so let me say this. Let me just segue this in there. I know I was talking about to remember how dope you are and all the experiences you've been through. So here's how we weave that in. Let's grow from our experiences. Let's grow from everything we've been through. Instead of stunting our growth, instead of us losing our way and forgetting who we are, as we discover who we are, as we remember who we are, as we remind ourselves who God made us to be, and what he allowed us to go through. Could you please mute your line? Allow us to grow from everything we've been through and the experiences that we've had. I'm going to open the floor, but before I do, I'm going to ask if you would to please keep your line muted unless you're going to speak right away, and we will go from there. So what are your thoughts this morning? Go ahead and share.
Yo, Marcus, this is Tim.
Hey, Brother Tim. Hey.
Really good to hear your voice, man. I miss you, man. So I enjoyed your declaration. I want to add to it or piggyback on it, if you will, with the concept of how dope we are, how God created us to be dope. I want to add this part to it. What I've learned, or the lesson that I've learned from being dope, somewhat, I'm going to call it like the testimony of a dope dealer. And I say that meaning, once you're dope, once you realize that you're dope, once you accept the fact that God loves you so much that he created you to be dope, as you're using that concept today, what do we do once we become dope? I say we are to deal dope, meaning we are to encourage someone. We are to help others. We're to speak life and truth into their lives. Because if dope is the concept we're talking about, how we're awesome and how God created us to be a likeness in his image, then we ought to pass that on to encourage someone in their dopeness to be dope, but to deal the dope, to like I said, to encourage others. And then from another perspective, that God loves us so much, he's allowed us to have these life's experiences and to grow and to be better, to be the best that we can be. In this past February, I don't know if I've ever shared this or not, but I had a blood transfusion. I had to have several pints of blood. And what being dope has also taught me is that how to look at people. I have to look at people differently now because I don't know where the blood came from. I don't know if it was a male or female, black person, white person, red, yellow, green person. But what I've learned about being dope is that to pass it on, and also how to treat other people. Because I could be in a room with someone whose blood that I received, I don't know. It came from a blood bank. So I have to look at people now. Someone shared their blood with me in order for my life to continue on. God made the blood. The blood still works. There's power in the blood. And so because God created me to be dope, and then not to mention the part where my body accepted the blood of another person, where my DNA, my all the things that God put in me was able to accept and not reject the blood that's flowing in my veins. So I'm only talking about what do you do after you become dope, after you realize you're dope. It helps me to treat other people a whole lot better and a whole lot different because I'm dope. Mm-hmm. And I can do that. And so I just wanted to say that that's what I've learned. And that's what it has allowed me to do. That's the lesson that I've learned, to treat everybody right, because I don't know who it was that gave blood that I might be a recipient of it. So anyway, that's really all I wanted to say, is that once you become dope, what do you do after that?
And might I add that by doing so, you help someone else realize how dope they are.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to be intimidated, you know, or think you're going to take my spot, because I got my own dopeness. And guess what? So do you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Good stuff, Brother Tim. I was looking at a couple of pictures, and Dion was telling me, hey, you look like your mom. And I know that. I know I look like my mom. I look like my dad too. And you just reminded me of something else, Brother Tim, that we share blood with our relatives. But even with having the same blood, looking like them, we still are our own individuals, and we still have to grow into our own selves. We have to go and live our own lives. And even if we have some of the same experiences, we still need to grow into be who we are. You know, anyone else has something to share this morning, or response, or question?
Brother Marcus, my brother. Oh my God, I was so excited to hear your sound, man. I've missed you, but you know, your sister Diddy loves you past life, and just so glad that you shared that this morning. And it did all filter together, because if we don't grow through what we've gone through, we won't be dope, and we don't even know how. For me, excuse me, it took me 40 years, y'all, to understand that God created me in all of this, and you touched on so many things. Thank you for reminding us to love who we are, no matter what it is, height, shape, color, hair, no hair, whatever, because that will keep you stagnant if you don't just embrace who you are and your dopeness. And even what Brother Tim said, it's an individual thing, right? So when you really understand who you are and accept you and understand that God strategically wove us, I mean, everything about us is unique. So I'm just glad that you, again, hearing your sound and then reminding me this morning that through the good, the bad, the ugly, all the mess, all the drama, all the dirt, that God worked it out for my good, right? So I don't apologize anymore. No longer will I bow down or hold my head down and, you know, worry about, like you said, just other people's thoughts and opinions, because it really don't matter. And it's not being cocky, it's just being God, having that confidence of knowing that all things work. It goes back to the word, all things work, all the bad stuff, that horrified, because that's what I'm using that word, divorce that I went through. I mean, everything, all the pain, the death of my baby, just everything has grown me into this dope person that I am. And I'm doper than dope, Brother Marcus. I love it. I just love really coming into who I am and who God created me to be. So without apologizing for just accepting me and really loving me. And lately, I know you guys know, some of y'all probably think I didn't went over the cuckoo's nest. It don't matter. But I have really gotten to a place where when I look in the mirror now, yeah, I may have gone to boot camp. I may have lost a town or whatever. But I'm loving who I see now. When I look in that mirror, those eyes that I look in, I see the growth. I see the pain. I see everything that I've gone through. But what I do see is God has kept me. And so I just love being dope. So I'm so thankful for your sound back, Marcus. I've missed it. And I love how Brother Moses, my nephew, just prayed me on down this morning, all the way in Vegas. I am just blessed by you this morning. So I love you. And welcome back, Roscoe Jenkins. I've missed you.
You silly. I love you, Dee Dee, too. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's wow. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be back on the call in this fashion. Wow, Dee Dee, you, wow. You know what you made me think about, too, is a lot of times we do this so much. We appreciate other people. We look at other folks and other people, whether we know them or they're celebrities or whatever, and we, you know, admire their beauty or admire how talented they are. We admire all this stuff. And then we do a side-by-side and compare ourselves to them. Well, I don't have the hair they got, or I don't have the talent they got, or I'm not as good as them, or look at how successful they are. But what we don't realize is somebody else is looking at us and admiring some of the same things. So, you know, I think that's where we get caught up in trying to compare ourselves. I think that's where we get slowed down, not appreciating who we are. There's nothing wrong with admiring others, but just don't forget, you got some dopeness about you too. Yeah, thanks for sharing, Dee Dee. Anybody else?
Good morning. Good morning, Brother Marcus. Good morning, family. This is Pam. Wow, I just came in on towards the end, but I have to say, Brother Marcus, I don't think I've ever heard you speak. I mean, I've heard you talk, but not like give a declaration. But I just want to thank you, and I just thank God for. It feels like you started speaking about today. What's in the call now is like life. It's I love to hear how about us being dope, and not dope in our own flesh, but dope because of how God made us be. And when I haven't been on the call for my, you know, too often the last few weeks, but I just, my back stood up a little bit. Like I just, like I felt, you know, and I, it just reminds me how important it is, the things that we communicate to ourselves. And sometimes we might get on the call and, you know, focus on the things that we haven't, God hasn't gotten us through yet. But the fact that we are dope and just saying that in God is just done something for me this morning. So I just thank you so much. And God bless you. And God bless everyone on this call.
God bless you, too. Thank you for sharing that. And yes, we have to remind ourselves, you know, even where we are right now, the challenges we're having, it's like, you know, think about this. You lived past all the circumstances and all the heartbreaks and got to this point. So if you made it up to here, you know, God can carry you even further. So just, you know, grow, keep growing. God got some more growing and going for us to do. Amen, amen, amen. Anybody else? We have a few more minutes. Anyone else?
Yes, Brother Marcus. This is Sister Carolyn. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for your share. I'm hearing the conversation. I didn't hear your declaration. But I said, wait. That's Brother Marcus? Oh, my goodness. I had to catch your voice. I'm like, wow, what a blessing. Missed you. Love you, brother. And I got to hear it again on growth. Okay, I hope I can learn from what I've been through. Oh, God. And maybe it's not even that much, but I gotta learn. I got to grow. I got to trust him, even where I can't trust him. Thank you. Miss your sound. Miss your dope declaration. Thank you so much.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you. Don't diminish whether you've been through a lot or a little. Whatever you've been through was significant to who you are right now.
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. So I was trying to sit back here and be cool. That's what I be doing because I'm dope. You feel me? So I'm so excited about just about your future, and I will ditto the sentiment of welcome back. It is so good to hear your sound, but not just your sound. Your sound has grown. It's amazing how time, situations, and circumstances will cause us to evolve to the place after experiencing rejection and frustration and even feelings of failure and brokenness, how God will take all of that to build up something so solid, not just on the inside of us, but even in the eyes of our understanding, so that we recognize our dopeness, so that we don't have to shrink. Somebody is washing dishes and cooking grits. You wearing me out. You wearing us out this morning. Thank you. Amen. You know, so I just wanted to tell you, yes, sir, you're dope. I'm dope. All of God's children is dope. When we get to heaven, gonna walk all, I forgot how it go. But anyway, I love you. Ta-da! That's it. Did you like ta-da?
Ta-da oh was dope. Y'all, I cannot stand Dion. I just can't.
You love me. You love me.
Good morning, Brother Marcus.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your declaration this morning. It's so good to hear your sound.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
God be praised, man. That's awesome. Good to hear you too. Amen.
Amen.
Hi, Marcus. Good morning. It's Moni.
Hey, Moni.
Thank you for that message today. Oh, wow. Realizing who we are in Christ and knowing how dope he made us, no matter what we went through, is truly a part of growth. And you know what? I'm just... So you don't even know how thankful that I am that your sound and your voice and your godly wisdom and knowledge is back on this call, Marcus. I mean, you could probably come on this call and declare the telephone book. And because the presence in your voice brings so much healing, you can make a huge impact. And I don't know that you know that, but you do. You, there's something in your voice that just brings this calm peace. It's like, it's okay, everyone. Here's the facts. Here it is right here. That's what your voice says. Just believe it and go have a nice day. You know, you bring so much calmness and peacefulness in your voice. It's something that we need on this call. And I hope that you can understand that. I'm so grateful and thankful that God brought you back and said, here you go. You're back. I'm just so grateful and thankful. I can't even thank God enough. But I just wanted to share that with you, Marcus. Thank you for your message today.
Wow. I'm floored. You know what? I'm going to pray that God open my eyes to see the value in that. Honestly, I really am. Thank you for that. Because realizing, just as I shared, realizing how dope you are, I need to say that to myself and realize what God put in me. And it's not to say that I'm, you know, like exalting myself or anything. It's just, you know, when you acknowledge what God put in you, you can, you know, be grateful for that. Go ahead. Who was going to talk? I'm sorry. Somebody was going to say something?
can I just say this real quick before I start banging pots, cooking Josiah breakfast? Isn't it amazing how, because of the state of society and because of the competitive nature of people, and because for most, the idea is that we don't proclaim the truth about who we are. Is that we don't agree with what the Word of God says about us in an effort, number one, to preserve the feelings of others, and number two, as not to appear, quote unquote, haughty or high-minded or things of that nature. But what I'm starting to discover, and in all humility, because at the end of the day, if the Holy Spirit did not live in me, I would be a raggedy, ratchet wretch, right? Truth be told, that's what I am. That's what I was created to be, because I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. However, the blood of Jesus, the cross, and the resurrection redeemed me from all of that. And even though I have to openly say out of my mouth, Lord, forgive me, the truth is he does not see our sin. He sees us as dope. He sees us as flawless. And so to have to apologize is borderline insulting to kingdom living. To have to shrink back or reduce who Christ says we are is disrespectful, in my opinion, right? Because what it means is that we don't agree with the only true truth that there is. So, yeah, shrinking back and saying sorry for being dope, I ain't going to be able to do it. You stay away from me. Amen.
Hey, Marcus, we can't forget the other scriptures where we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We're the head, not the tail, you know. For I know the plans I have for you. You know, when you're dope, God pours into us, and he tells us and lets us know who we are and how he feels about us. So just wanted to add that little bit. Amen.
Yeah. All of that. Yep. I have nothing more to say. I think we get it. I think this is a good place to end right here. It's a good place to end on a high note and just remember how great we are and how dope we are and how dope God made us. And like Dion said, don't apologize. Let's not apologize. Let's not disrespect what God did and is doing and continue to grow and be more of what God says we are. I love all of y'all, and I'm glad to be back on the call. Be great today, step out.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good to hear your sound.
Thank you, sir. Good to hear you, too.
Yeah, it was good to hear you do your decoration with Superman and Spider-Man and there go the old Marcus. There you go. Thank you, my brother, and for that dopeness, you know, that hip hop language, you know, of the millennials. See, we know that when they use the term dope, they use it in a good way, as a good thing. So I was just thinking how the fact that dope is addictive. And as a saint, as a Christian, you know what I'm saying, I want to affect the world. I want to be infectious. So dope is addictive. So as I share my relationship with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with the world, I want them to become addicted. You know, so the dope is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? When it's used properly. See, the gang bangers, they sell drugs. But the saints, we sell hope. We sell grace. We sell Christ. Amen? So, my God, thank you for your declaration this morning, because I am dope. Yeah. I'm addicted. You hang around death long enough, you're going to hear about Jesus. Amen? God. Yeah. And the thing about Peter Parker and Clark Kent, Superman, they always had their earthly parents to inspire them through some godly principles. That's one of the things when Peter Parker wanted to give up, you know what I'm saying? When he wanted to do something, you know, when the man killed his uncle, boy, he wanted to get him. But his auntie had to speak into him. So, you know, that's one of the things that I recognize about. I just appreciate the way you do your decorations, man. And you use the animation and all that. So, yeah, we dope and we sell hope. God bless you.
Thank you. That's great. Thanks for sharing that. Let me say, I appreciate all of that, brother. Let me tell you, it's really not. I hear what you're saying, but it's really not the old me. This is just me. This is just who God made. And, you know, just pray that God will bring out more of who I am. And let me say this. You just triggered another thought, and I'm going to close with this. It's great to realize how dope we are, but everybody, let's be careful not to get caught up on the addictiveness that's in us. And remember the source of where it came from, because if you remember where it came from, then it's hard to, as Dion often says, it's hard to drink your own Kool-Aid once you realize what source it is. God bless y'all. Be great. Be dope. I got to get moving. I got stuff to do. I got to go be dope. I got to go dope be great. So y'all do that too. Bless y'all. Love you. Talk to you. Yes.
Are we singing somewhere today? And you didn't text me because I was looking to see. If you had
bless you, everyone. Have a nice day.
Love you all. That's, I need to get the sound check.
Man just came back. Welcome
y'all
back, Marcus.
Welcome back, Rocco. Thank you. Miss you.
Have a good day.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Have a good day. Yes, good morning, Yvonne.
I'm going to war.
Go make that money.
Have a good day at work, Yvonne. You put us to shame. Go have a good day at work. We love you, girl.